Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a particularly great day on the Michael Medved Show because we have content that you want to hear and guests you want to hear. Frank Luntz, who is one of the leading political consultants, one of the leading pollsters in America, works with focus groups. Right now, we're going to work with Frank Luntz on a great big focus group of a couple of million people in Virginia who just voted, gave a surprisingly strong, convincing, and revolutionary victory to Glenn Youngkin. Okay, why? What were the people of Virginia saying to America? We'll be speaking about that with Frank Luntz. There is also another illustration, and it's a dramatic illustration provided by Elizabeth Warren. You remember her, the United States Senator who ran for president, who President Trump delighted in referring to as Pocahontas. Well, she has taken up the cause of Native Americans, though she is not one. And regarding rescinding 20 Medals of Honor that were given to members of the U.S. military, some of whom were severely injured, wounded, some of whom died. And why does she want to take away the Medals of Honor? The answer to that is an illustration of why, no, it's not just about critical race theory. It's about America bashing in our schools. And that is the core of the problem, and it's a problem for the Democratic Party, because if that continues to be an issue, and if that is going to be an issue that Republicans can run on in 2022, Democrats are looking at a wipeout. In fact, they say so. Some of the people who witnessed the sweeping tidal wave across the state of, wait for it, New York, where on Long Island there were a series of races where Republicans were struggling to make a comeback, they want everything in sight. They have just about won a Senate seat in the New York Senate in South Brooklyn, which is not supposed to be sympathetic territory to a Republican at all. There's a Republican leader, actually Democratic leader, I should say, who is predicting that unless there are radical changes in the Democratic focus and in the way that they campaign, they are looking at losing how many seats in 2022 in the House? At least 60. That's right, 6-0. So what do the Democrats do? Well, what they do is they try to hammer along the idea that, well, there is no critical race theory, there is no America bashing in our schools, everything is fine. But if they do that, they're going to have to ignore the evidence provided by Brian Kilmeade, who is going to be on our show, who has a new book about the partnership, and it was a partnership, and one that frankly, Frederick Douglass came to cherish, the greatest American leader of that time and the greatest former slave, black leader of that time, a new book about how they work together. And that is exactly the kind of material that we need to stress in our schools, instead of material that makes America look guilty and bad and oppressive and evil and sinister and destructive. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. And given what has happened here with the way that the Democrats are talking about the election that just took place in Virginia, they are saying that it was all based upon racism, it was all based upon negativity, it was all based upon lies. And one of the big lies that they point out again and again and again, the Democrats, is that nobody's teaching critical race theory in the schools, that that is a phantom that Americans are getting scared about, but they don't need to because nobody's teaching critical race theory, except they are. And there's proof that they are. There's a terrific column in the New York Times, again, not the Wall Street Journal. It is a column by Brett Stevens, who is consistently hard-hitting and accurate. And he talks about Youngkin's victory shows why Democrats are in trouble. And what he says is there are explanations, three explanations, that are true as far as they go. That early political reversals for an incumbent party are normal. And, okay, that's one explanation Democrats are using. The least convincing was the suggestion that Youngkin, a former private equity executive, won by dog-whistling Dixie. The pro-McAuliffe Lincoln Project even tried to troll a Youngkin event in Charlottesville with tiki torchbearers, but they were exposed. That theory fails to explain why Youngkin ever would have thought he could win by moving to the hard right in a state where the Republicans haven't won statewide office in a dozen years, and in which Joe Biden last year won by 10 points. Another explanation, that early political reversals for an incumbent party are normal. Yeah, okay. And then there is the fact that McAuliffe ran a lousy campaign. That they don't want to admit. But here is, it seems to me, the crucial point that needs more attention when you talk about why it is that Youngkin won. And he says, the last three explanations are true as far as they go, but they don't sufficiently capture the Democrats' deeper problem, which is the persistent and justified perception of a party too often composed of fake moderates and dissembling radicals. Middle-of-the-road voters, the kind who still decide elections in purplish places like Virginia, since they've been bamboozled. And then he says, who's a fake moderate? He says, look at Joe Biden. He ran for president, going to be back to normal, a moderate president, somebody who's up the middle, can unite the party, unite the country. And then what does he do? He goes on to try to be the new FDR, or the new Lyndon Johnson. Transformative, not moderate, but somebody way over the left. That's a fake moderate. And what's a dissembling radical? He writes, as for dissembling radicals, note the way in which the controversy over critical race theory is treated by much of the left as either much ado about an obscure scholarly discipline or alternatively a beneficent and necessary set of teachings about the past and present of extreme racism in America. But CRT is neither obscure nor is it anodyne. It is, according to many of its leading theoreticians, quote, a politically committed movement that often explicitly rejects notions of merit, objectivity, color blindness, and neutrality of law, among other classically liberal concepts. There's no reason to ban teaching of it or any other way of looking at the world. I agree with that, by the way. But it's dishonest to argue that in anything less than ideologically, that it is critical race theory, anything less than ideologically radical, intensely racialized, and deliberately polarizing. It is even more dishonest to suggest that it exists only in academic cloisters. We live in an era of ubiquitous race-based affinity groups, incessant allegations of white supremacy, and pervasive censorship and self-censorship in everything from words that can be said and documentaries that can be watched to jokes that can be laughed at. No wonder the debate over CRT influenced pedagogy in public schools, which liberals insist doesn't even exist in the state's public schools, although they clearly do. Have you had any experience with your kids confronting propaganda, anti-American propaganda in school? If you have, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. More proof on the way.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved show, we've been speaking on this show all week, basically, about why it is a mistake, I think, for Republicans to focus on the phrase critical race theory. Because it's true. Yes, it's a graduate school concept, and nobody knows exactly how to define it. Got that. But what you can focus on is America bashing, which is something that people understand. We're coming up to the preparations for Thanksgiving. It's this month, obviously. We're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. It's a great American holiday. Should it be Should it be basically observed as a day of mourning? Should it be replaced as they've replaced Columbus Day with an Indigenous Peoples Day? Should we emphasize America's faults rather than America's achievements? This is not meaning that you ignore America's faults, but should that be the main emphasis of our education about our country? And you see lots of intention, and it's very explicit by people on the left that that is what we need to give to kids in school. So is that happening now, or are people getting a balanced view of American history? If they're getting a balanced view of American history, then why would it be so much more likely if you came up to any, say, 15-year-old in the country and said, can you think about some terrible things about America, some things that we should really feel badly about, that we should really regret about our country? Then I'm sure that any 15-year-old who's awake and lucid would come up with all kinds of things. And then you ask the other side, what are the great things that America has done that you know about? And if you're talking about young people, children, and even most American adults, the fact that so many American adults would find it difficult to answer that question right now is an indication of the unbalanced messages from our educational system. Let me go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776. Steve in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I'm getting really frustrated with this. I have a wife and a daughter who are K-12 teachers. There are no curriculums at all that resemble America bashing. The books are the same books I read. I have two children who just got all the way through high school level. They're a freshman and a junior in college now. The books are the same we read. They teach the exact same stuff. We live in a country of 350 million people plus. You're going to find examples left and right. What you guys are doing is pointing the Pizzagate gun at our schools. Some crazy guy is going to hear this and go after a school. It's not happening widespread. The curriculum are the same as you learn. They learn about World War II. They learn about Washington and Jefferson. Some crazy teacher who's calling them slave owners over and over is going to get fired, but you can constantly find examples of that through eternity. We always will. There's going to be teachers who say bad things. We can't widespread paint this terrible picture of education.
Well, hold on for a moment. You just said something that is very provocative, and I don't think it's true, Steve. I think we would hear, if a teacher got fired because he called our founders slave owners, we'd hear about it. And I've never seen that story. I have seen people being fired or being suspended because of things they said in class that were deemed to be insensitive or inappropriate on the other side. But to have a teacher fired because he or she is questioning our founders? Where did that happen?
This is happening in the right wing, not to do wackadoos, to all of school districts. They're showing up at the board meetings calling for the firing and resignation. Whether or not it's happening or has happened yet is rather irrelevant. This is going to
No, it is. It's very relevant. Look, I think that any discussion of violence, I think it is perfectly appropriate to be concerned about threats of violence and threats of conflict and levels of conflict at school board meetings. The most bitter examples of fighting at school boards recently have had nothing to do with critical race theory. They've had to do with mask mandates and vaccine mandates, particularly vaccine mandates. There's been a lot more controversy at school boards about that than about the way you teach American history right now, don't you think?
I do agree, but you guys are trying to work them up, trying to get the voters energized, and
well,
it's working.
No. What I'm trying to do is to make sure. You mentioned you have a wife and a daughter who are teachers.
And I believe you have a daughter as a teacher, correct? Or a daughter-in-law?
I have two daughters. I have two daughters who are teachers. One at preschool level and one at high school level. And neither of them teach history. But our high school level teacher teaches literature, English, in any event, and enjoys it, and is very satisfied by her job as a teacher and likes it. But the point about this is that it's not even so much that people are discussing slavery, the crimes of slavery, or harshness and mistreatment of immigrants, which happened in America, or exploitation of labor, any of that. It's the lack of balance and the lack of almost exclusive emphasis on America's shortcomings, particularly the way that, and Steve, I appreciate your call very much, but think about it for a moment. I mean, today there's a story in the news that illustrates, I think, that there is a difference between America bashing and just critical race theory. America bashing is very influenced and encouraged by clinical race theory, but it's not the same thing. There is an effort led by Elizabeth Warren to rescind the 20 medals of honor that were given out to members of the 7th Cavalry in 1890 after the Battle of Wounded Knee. And people say, well, what are you talking about, Battle of Wounded Knee? It was a massacre. They came out deliberately to kill Native Americans, and they killed women and children. It was no battle. Okay, then what happened to those 30 American soldiers who were killed? And more than 50 others who were severely wounded. The Indians were armed. There was sort of a situation, and you can read all of this material. By the way, it's in my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. And I have a chapter called Bury the Truth at Wounded Knee. Not Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, Bury the Truth at Wounded Knee. The truth at Wounded Knee was it was not a guilty, 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 horrific crime against humanity where people went out deliberately to kill Indians. It was an attempt to have Indians who had already agreed and they were turning in their weapons when somebody fired a shot. They don't know who did on which side. And then there was an exchange of fire. And there were, and some of the people who won medals of honor for things like rescuing people off the battlefield and getting wounded in the process. And now, more than 100 years later, they want to take away the medal that was awarded at the time. How outrageous is that? We'll get to that and Maron on America bashing coming up on the Medved Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As progressives and moderates continue to fight in her party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about passage of a social spending bill.
Many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills.
The California Democrat insisting the measure will be paid for. There appears to be little progress in talks between Kellogg's and the union representing many workers. Talks breaking down Wednesday night with union negotiators saying the last offer was all about concessions and the negotiating committee will not bring back its membership for a vote. Kellogg's workers in states including Tennessee and Michigan have been on strike since early October. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medved show, the idea of the massacre at Wounded Knee, as people talk about it, is so terribly misleading, and the obsession with it is just one more example of America bashing. In fact, use of the book Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee by Dee Brown, which has been largely debunked and discredited. It's a whole a volume which is used in schools, and I know that it is, that basically tries to maximize the cruelty and mistreatment of Native Americans by Americans, by actually military forces of this country. And it's not fair and it's not true. And this idea is not to cover up those examples of cruelty and mistreatment and dishonesty and cheating and exploitation that existed. They existed. But to try to do it with balance, people don't know that President Benjamin Harrison responded to the news of Wounded Knee and to the death of civilians. And it was not a death of thousands of civilians. It was a death of more than 100. And it's a terrible thing. It was investigated by General Nelson Miles, who ordered an investigation immediately after the battle and condemned the actions of some of the troops. But others were heroic. Others gave their lives. Others were honored by Medals of Honor in 1890. And this is what the leading historian of the battle, whose name is William Utley, he wrote a book in 1963 called The Last Days of the Sioux Nation. And he reached similar conclusions to what I'm describing after painstakingly compiling a moment-by-moment account of the incident and its context. As Utley observes, this dark episode would have been avoided entirely, quote, had not a few unthinking men, incited by a fanatical medicine man, lost control of themselves and created an incident. And what he concludes is, it is time that Wounded Knee be viewed for what it was, a regrettable, tragic act of war that neither side intended. That's, I think, worth acknowledging. Contrary to Elizabeth Warren, she tweeted today, the atrocities against Lakota men, women, and children at the Wounded Knee massacre should be condemned, not glorified with medals of honor. And she writes together with Senator Merkley of Oregon and Senator Representative Kahale of Hawaii, and I are all urging President Biden to revoke the medals from soldiers who perpetrated this massacre. Let's go to Scott in Tacoma. Scott, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay. Glad to get to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just had a situation basically happen in my son's school here in Tacoma, Washington.
What was it?
In Tacoma, Washington.
Yes, what was it? What was the situation?
So, yeah, so let me just go ahead and read you the exchange that I had with the vice principal here. So, you know, there's a book they're reading called Internment. And I'll go in. It's about a 12-year-old, Shayla, allergic to trouble. Basically goes on to say that her sister Hannah's involved in Black Lives Matter. Shay doesn't think that's for her after experiencing powerful protests, yada, yada, yada. She wears a armband to school to support Black Lives Movement, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess, you know, it goes on about this book, but this book came out kind of after Trump was elected. And, you know, I'm asking the principal, what happened to books like Where the Red Fern Grows or The Outsiders? Why are we reading books like, there's nothing else you guys can you know, have these kids read besides some political or, and he says, you know, it's just the teachers union, this is what they want. They mask critical race theory, and this is what, it's CRT, they call it, it's called culturally responsive training. So it's not critical race theory. That's how they mask it though. And this is just early indoctrination to worse things. And, I'm at a point where I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to pull my son from his public school and look into some other things. It's infuriating as a parent. I just don't understand why we can't just have our kids reading books that we read.
Have you spoken to your teachers, your children's teachers about this at all?
Yeah, oh yeah. I said, hey, you know, I prefer my son read a different book and this and that. And they just come up with, yeah, well, that's just too bad. This is what we all agreed on and this is what we're going to do thing. And there's basically nothing you could do about it in so many words.
Scott, I appreciate
you. I'm trying to think of some of the things he said here. We were hoping to collect a grade level set novel use this year, and as a future of the team, we reached out to find, you know, funds to purchase this novel, and we just agreed this is the one we're gonna read, and there's just no way around it. I tried to come back with, you know, how I feel about it, and they just don't care.
Okay, and by the way, that is another episode that gets abundant attention, and maybe it should. But if you're giving abundant attention to the internment of Japanese people during World War II, wouldn't it be worthwhile to also have a unit or something to balance that about how remarkably well Japanese American people have done both before the awful and unforgivable internment, I agree, both before that and afterward? Because this is one of the most successful groups in the United States, very patriotic group. And to emphasize this one aspect of their experience is part of America. You see, this is the other thing. We had our previous caller, who was also from Tacoma, actually made the point that they are reading the same books that we were reading. They are getting the same material. That is not true. I know that it may be even a majority of American secondary schools either authorize or use Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, which has been critiqued in devastating terms for its distortions and for its basic view of America, which is a proctologist's eye view. I mean, it's a view of America emphasizing all false, but not balancing it with the credit that most people feel. This is one of those things that I thought was so extraordinary about that new piece in the Washington Post today, the headline that says that 400 years ago, the members of this tribe helped feed the pilgrims. Now they wish they hadn't. In other words, does anyone honestly believe that if the pilgrims had all starved, if they had not had a successful settlement at Plymouth that that went on and helped to spawn the growth of the United States, if that hadn't happened, why would life be better? What would be different for the Wampanoags right now if there had never been any English settlement in North America? Would it, things have been a paradise? Were things a paradise for the Wampanoags before? No, they clearly weren't, because they were involved in warfare, which they were largely losing. And by the way, a lot of the early fights, like people talk about the Pequot Massacre, that was because the Pilgrims allied themselves with the Wampanoags in what was a civil war, where they were fighting with other tribes. And the whole idea of if there's any problem anywhere in the world, if anything is less than perfect, then America is to blame. That is a an idea that has been, oh, it's been part of the liberal priority playbook for a long time. Gene Kirkpatrick gave a famous speech at the Republican convention in 1984 about the Blame America Democrats. Blame America teachers problem. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And one of the things I do try to stand up for is integrity, truth, an honest accounting of the past, and balance. Because without balance, you can't have that. History, if it's taught simply as only glorious chapters in American history, only great and glorious and wonderful and creditable chapters in American history, that's not balanced. That's not even true. America does have dark chapters. They should be covered. But they can't be covered exclusively or more intensively than the balance. And that point is one of the points you'll find at our MedVet History Store. And it is a great time for you to sign up right now. Take advantage of this reduced price. It comes out to 22 cents a day. It's really not much. You're talking about, it's actually about a dollar a week. And what you're getting for that is not only a MedHead membership, which gives you access to the show anytime you want, commercial free. You can download it at your convenience. It also gives you access to all of our history programs, all of our history material at the MedVet History Store. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com, see what we have on offer. And it costs you nothing to check it out. And you can join us in a growing community of people who have this MedHead Plus membership, which gives you free access to any of those history titles to download anytime you want. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com or MichaelMedVet.com. Just to give you some sense of some of the dishonesty here, and I was sharing with you Brett Stevens, who is terrific as almost always. He says, no wonder the debate over CRT influenced pedagogies in public schools, which liberals insist don't even exist in the state's public schools, although they clearly do, had such a galvanic effect on the Virginia race. It exposed the myth that the illiberal currents at play in the United States today are solely a Republican phenomenon. They are not. It's fair to debate which kind of illiberalism is worse. But the Democratic political problem is either dishonesty about the kind of country they want, a lack of self-awareness, or some combination of both. An America in which group identity takes precedence over individual merit. Racial categories become moral categories. Success based on achievement is denigrated as privilege. Based on an ancestry, blind justice is attacked as systematically biased, and independent thinking risks being treated as heresy, this will all eventually cease to be a free, fair, and just country. It's important. And an example of unbalanced and misleading just reporting, this from the New York Times, a piece about Democrats see Republicans' resurgence as a vivid warning. And then in the piece in the Times by Elisa Lehrer, she writes, by promising at nearly every campaign stop to ban critical race theory, and then she defines it, an advanced academic concept not taught in Virginia schools, but it is taught in Virginia schools. She goes on, Mr. Youngkin resurrected Republican race-baiting tactics in a state that once served as the capital of the Confederacy. And that's why he had a running mate who is just terrific and I'd love to have on this show sometime, Winsome Sears, the new lieutenant governor, who, as she pointed out, you may have noticed, I'm black, she said in her victory statement, there with her black husband and two of her black daughters. AOC has her own take on this, and she agrees Democrats lost it. They lost this election. They blew it. But she has a unique vision of what was wrong with the Democrats. Listen to this. This is clip 7.
On the election front, I actually think we have good news as well. I know that Virginia was a huge bummer, and honestly, if anything, I think that the results show the limits of trying to run a fully 100% super moderated campaign that does not excite, speak to, or energize a progressive base. And frankly, we weren't even really invited to contribute.
So the problem was they weren't progressive enough. They didn't emphasize progressive dogma enough. Well, frankly, the closer they came to progressivism, the worse they did. That's why the progressive, very progressive socialist, like you, AOC, the member of the Democratic Socialist America, India Walton, who was the Democratic nominee for mayor of Buffalo, got beaten by a write-in candidate. That's how popular progressivism is. There's more on that. But there's also, and I think this is hilarious because it illustrates part of what I'm talking about. Gail Collins has a piece in the New York Times, says, Election Day silver linings. Well, a few. And she makes some funny jokes. And then at the end, she gets serious. And she says, on the other hand, there were loads of stories to remind us how our country, for all of its multitudinous failures to live up to the American dream, still also manages to come through. A lot, she says. Boston elected its first woman and first person of color as mayor. Pittsburgh and Kansas City each elected its first black mayor. Cincinnati chose an Asian American mayor. And Dearborn, Michigan's next mayor is going to be an Arab-American Muslim. Not just that, Hamtramck, Michigan, elected its first non-Polish mayor of the 20th century, who is also an Arab-American and, I believe, Muslim. But the point about this is, do you see, when they want to look for something that is a silver lining in the election, they don't talk about ideas, they don't talk about policies, they talk about racial identity. Why is it necessarily such a great thing if Boston elects and they did, they elected Michelle Wu, who's a very young, dynamic Asian-American woman. But what if it was just like Michelle Wu, but she had been, oh horrors, white? Would that have been less of a silver lining? I don't even know if all these people she's mentioning here are Democrats. The mayor of Buffalo, who beat India Walton, was definitely black. And the idea that the top priority with Gail Collins viewing this in the New York Times is, well, there were silver linings, even though Democrats lost all over the place. They lost on Long Island. They lost in New York City with what they really said that they wanted. They have a far more moderate mayor than they did with Bill de Blasio, heaven's sake knows. And again, you see all of this, and there's this, which is a remarkable story, and that people are responding to in a very hysterical manner on the left. New York Democrats were left reeling on Wednesday after startling electoral losses from the tip of Long Island to the shores of Lake Erie as a re-energized Republican Party in New York showed it could make deep inroads even in one of the nation's most liberal strongholds. In suburban Nassau County, where Democrats controlled every major office before the election, Republicans capitalized on anemic Democratic turnout to flip the county controller and district attorney offices for the first time in 15 years, while also defeating the incumbent county executive. And they go on. In New York, these are important offices. Nassau County and Suffolk County are two of the largest population counties in the country. And they just flipped entirely. Now, has something to do with substance. Does it matter that the Cincinnati has elected a partially Tibetan as mayor? I know nothing about the mayor of Cincinnati, but we are supposed to emphasize his racial identity. Isn't that a sickness that we should resist and maybe even cure for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.